So this is where it started. With we had 92 cots the first day. We've had up to 300 people in here at any given time.
Chris Bryce stands in a makeshift shelter on the New Mexico State Fairgrounds in Deming. There are cots piled high with Red Cross blankets and fold-out tables loaded with hamburgers.
That's the toiletries building over there. Shampoo, diapers, wipes. I mean, we've got a ton of everything. Everything was donated.
Bryce is assistant manager of Luna County. He oversees this and another temporary shelter in an old World War II airplane hangar. Until recently, these buildings sat empty. Then Border Patrol announced it would start dropping off migrant families.
And when they said dropping off, they meant at the McDonald's, which is a bus ticket slash stop. And then there's a Members Food Mart, which is just a little gas station that's a Greyhound bus stop.
Local officials scrambled to set up the shelters so families weren't simply dropped in a fast food parking lot. Two busloads of migrants arrived on Mother's Day, and they've been arriving daily, more than 5,000 through early June.
The way it was couched to us was, hey, we need to relieve pressure at the Border Patrol station because they were way overmanned with the overcapacity, let's say, with people. So we kind of thought this was just a quick release of people, just to relieve some pressure. We didn't realize this was going to be day after day after day.
A record number of families are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border to claim asylum. In the last year, the El Paso sector, which includes all of New Mexico, saw a 2,000% increase in the number of families who were apprehended or surrendered to Border Patrol. The agency says its holding cells are full, so it started releasing some migrants directly to cities like Deming and Las Cruces. People like Naum and Dolores.
Bueno, somos una pareja que tenemos 4 años de casados.
They've been married 4 years, have a 3-year-old daughter, and a baby on the way.
No hay empleo y la vida está muy cara. La alimentación es muy cara.
Naum says there isn't work in his native Honduras, and life there is expensive. Food is expensive. He says the lack of opportunity and the high rates of crime drove his family to the United States. They traveled by foot and pickup truck until they reached the border. Now they're here at the shelter, waiting for tickets to Pennsylvania, where they'll join a friend. Naum helps mop the floor, a way to pitch in and pass time, while their daughter sits cross-legged on a cot, snacking on orange slices. 60 miles away in Las Cruces, a similar scene is playing out, this time at an old Army Reserve center. A Guatemalan father named Hamilton rifles through a manila folder. It's filled with important documents, like a notice to appear in court and Greyhound tickets for him and his son. A volunteer helps read the bus stops between here and his final destination.
Luego, Las Cruces, dice.
De aquí se va el paso, a Houston.
The Las Cruces City Council voted to dedicate up to $575,000 to sheltering migrants, while the Deming City Council voted to dedicate up to $1 million. Doña Ana and Luna counties are also kicking in funds. Chris Bryce, the Luna County Assistant Manager, expects to get that money back. He says Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham told him the county will be reimbursed by the state or federal government.
We've been assured by the governor that we'll get restitution for what we are spending on this effort. You know, we are operating under the assumption that we will be made whole with whatever we have to spend on this effort.
Lujan Grisham recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to request additional funding for border communities, and she filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, in part to seek reimbursement for what's already been spent. For now, the state is providing each city and county with a $250,000 emergency grant. Bryce says he's looking into long-term housing options and hiring seasonal employees.
Obviously, you can't have city, county employees and volunteers. You know, everybody gets fatigued. We all have other jobs that we have to do as well.
There are more efforts to ease the strain, like transporting families to larger, less overwhelmed cities. Due to a federal policy, immigration officials can't transport migrants for more than 8 hours. So the governor's office paid for a bus from Las Cruces to Denver. A foundation in Santa Fe chartered a bus from Deming to Dallas, where a church took in dozens of migrants. Not everyone has been so welcoming, Both Otero and Sierra counties passed resolutions against sheltering migrants. But Aaron Serra, Deming's city administrator, says it's not so simple. The city and county didn't have a say in whether or not they received migrants.
We don't have a choice. The Border Patrol is leaving these people here. They're going to leave them in the middle of town, or they're going to drop them off here.
And those drop-offs, they may last for a while. Chris Brace says the last he heard, this could continue for up to 2 years. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.